If you know 35 or so Southeast Alaskans, odds are that you know an artist. That's according to a new study that surveyed the region's artists, arts businesses, and organizations.
So really, when you're looking at saturation of artists in the region, we have nearly three times as many as the general U.S. population.
Melanie Shivens is director of Juneau-based Rain Coast Data, which researched the arts economy for the Southeast Conference. She estimates 2,340 artists live and work in the region. Many do it part-time, but their hours add up to the equivalent of 2.5% of the workforce.
Last year, Southeast Alaska artists earned nearly $30 million just from the arts components of their job. And so to put this in context for a second, in terms of workforce earnings, the arts sector is nearly twice the size of the regional timber industry.
It's also about the same size as Southeast's financial sector, which includes banks, investment firms, and so on. Shiven says about 1 in 10 of those surveyed make their entire living in the arts. About 6 in 10 earn less, and some don't make any money at all.
30% of the artists in the region, while accepting money for their work, are actually losing money as a whole. So nearly a third of the artists are actually spending more in terms of investing in their artwork than they get paid for doing their art.
Total regional arts revenue adds up to almost $60 million a year. That includes spending by artists, customers, organizations, and audience members.
It stimulates business activities, it generates tourism revenue, it attracts and retains a high-quality workforce here. People come here because of our arts community and the arts that our region has to offer. They stay here because of that, and it boosts quality of life.
Shiven says her research shows that Tlingit, Haida, and other Alaska Native artists make more money. Twice as many, just under 20%, generate all their income from the arts.
If you look at the average net profit for independent Native artists, it's 64% higher than the average net profit for all Southeast Alaska independent artists.
The figures come from surveys of regional artists and organizations. Shiven says the numbers, spending, and earnings are probably larger since she didn't reach everyone who could have responded. Shiven hopes the data will be useful for groups seeking grants or looking for ways to collaborate.
As a whole, we're stronger than the sum of our parts, and so I hope that the artists and art organizations in the region will come together and be able to leverage more grant funding, be able to maybe do some more marketing, let people know what a treasure we have, and to be able to take advantage of the larger network of art and artists that we have.
The report was first presented to the Southeast Conference, an organization of business, government, and other leaders promoting economic development in the region. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.